You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. If you're just joining me, hi. This is a Listen When episode, which are short motivational speeches on various things. Usually it's on a topic related to whatever I'm currently moving through, because the philosophy here holds true, that if it's something I need, it's something someone else out there does. So you can think of these like medicine, because that's what the right words are anyway. A lot can be healed with not only the right words when we need them, but through sound, through frequency, which is why I love spoken word, why I love hearing people just read something or listening to a podcast, a conversation. Because reading words is one thing, but listening to someone speak those words can completely change the game. I want to talk today about belief. Believing in something beautiful, specifically. Believing in magic. Believing in the unseen, especially when you know that unseen thing is you. I've been moving through a really difficult time in my life, brought on by what I did a few weeks ago, which was totally aligned for me. I have no regrets. But it takes a long time to heal from, and I didn't anticipate everything that it brought up and what came after, but it makes total sense with where I'm at on the precipice of my next chapter. A great and wild chapter at that, but that aside, I know we all struggle with this. Believing in ourselves, in the vision we hold for our lives when our realities are so radically different. And that's what today's episode is going to be about. When we're in this liminal in-between space that's hollow and dark and damp, somewhere between who we were and who we want to be, or where we were and where we want to be, you might be trying to actively change some things about your life and just can't seem to get past a certain point. You might be searching for your equal in terms of a romantic partner and might be going on horrible date after horrible date. Or you might be stuck at a job, spinning your wheels. A job that doesn't utilize any of your incredible talents or gifts, but hey, it pays the bills. Because we all have obligations and responsibilities and what have you. And the chasing money cycle, which is at its core a lack mindset, the product of probably generations that have now so lovingly bequeathed that to you, because hey, if you're listening to this, congratulations. That curse is a gift because you are the one who breaks it. Stay tuned to the radio frequency of my life for that forthcoming magic and those soon-to-be-told secrets. But I mean that it's all so fucking Admiral Ackbar here. It's a trap. An easy one to fall into when the world continually tells us, in the many ways that it does this, that we don't matter, we can't make money doing what we love, we're unworthy, blah, 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 fucking blah. Everyone tells us we're living in the Matrix, right? We've all heard that phrase, that it's a simulation of sorts. But I think with this idea of physical reality being a matrix, most people believe it's like being run by some evil forces at the top or something. And I think that's partially true because the wealth distribution right now is wildly unequal. And you've got your greedy politicians and executives and tech tycoon bros at the top controlling majority of the things here. But the truth is, the real matrix isn't out there. It's right here in your mind. It's just heavily influenced by the outside circumstances. And because you're here listening to this, you wanted more. You're curious. You're introspective. Otherwise, you wouldn't have found this podcast. You wouldn't be listening to this. You know that you are the only one who can break yourself out of that cage, out of that matrix. But it's hard. It's so incredibly hard. I feel like I'm still working through pieces of that because it starts by believing in something beyond those present circumstances, beyond what you see. The formula is incredibly simple, and yet it is so fucking hard. And this is where I am. If I could show you my internal vision, my inner world, if I could peel back this body and extract my imagination through the pipeline of my third eye, as fueled by my heart, if I could pull that like a shimmering silver strand and drop it into a pensieve and allow you in on that vision, you wouldn't believe the things I would show you. The things that I do on the inside of my mind, the life I live in there. the life I'm trying to call in. But I'm not going to give away that vision, those secrets, because I'm still working through them, working on them, trying to figure out how to make them real. But I say this because this, the roadblock, the chasm between that life and this, or between yours and what you wish, is the equivalence of how much attention you're willing to give it and how much you believe. Because that's the magic ingredient. The magic ingredient is belief. You have to believe in yourself first and foremost, but it's not a lone wolf game. We need others to help call that into being, to make big changes, because no woman is an island, especially in the energetic sense. We're all connected here. But I mean that when we're making big moves in our lives, trying to work through trauma and redefine our own meaning, find our purpose, chase our passions, drastically shift our circumstances, we're going to get lost in the weeds. Sometimes that happens a lot. It's supposed to, because when you're wading through that many old bullshit stories, the ones you've always believed, the first time you try to believe something actually beneficial to you, about you, it's going to sound like a lie. That's why when you don't love yourself, or you have a negative perception of yourself, and someone gives you a wonderful compliment, you find yourself having a difficult time accepting it, believing it. Because to you, you're filtering that compliment through the lens of your belief system, and because you don't currently have a positive perception of yourself, it sounds like a lie. But the more you work on that, the easier it gets until finally you arrive to the truth that you are always worthy, lovable, and beautiful. You just couldn't believe it under all that conditioning, all the other bullshit that wasn't even yours. And I've been revisiting this space, the negative one of old stories, and for a couple weeks, I got stuck in those old stories again, like really, really stuck. And I looked in the mirror, and I couldn't see myself. I felt like I was gone. Some days I still feel like that, but I know I'm still buffering right now. Herbie is not fully loaded yet. But there was a day where I let myself be vulnerable, and Jake came over, and I was in this state, mentally and physically, and I wasn't feeling good or confident, like, in the least bit, and I let him see me, like, really see me, when I couldn't even look at me, or didn't want to. And he affirmed for me what I couldn't yet believe. And we sat on the couch, and he held me while I unloaded my feelings, and I cried. And then he showed me so much love, and it spoke directly to those old stories, those old wounded parts of myself that felt unlovable and undesirable and unworthy, and he helped me believe again. Because for people like us, building this world we want to build, the life we want to live, we're trying to move mountains by changing directly from within, and that's how it works. A lot of people still don't understand that. And sometimes that takes the safe space of another person. I wholeheartedly believe there are certain things that can only be healed in the safe container of a safe, mature relationship. I make this metaphor a lot, but it's the perfect one for this, and that is that we're all tiny little Tinkerbells, and sometimes we fall into dark periods and need others to clap us back to life. And how did Tinkerbell get her light back? From other people saying, "I believe in fairies." We are no different. When we're going for a dream or anything at all, we need support. We need other people cheering us on, believing in the same unseen we see inside, especially when the inside gets dark. The other day, I finally had a day where I felt some of my spark return, and I was writing things and feeling excited, and I came home and recorded last week's podcast episode, number 39, on the power of believing before proof, and the small miracle that kind of created my whole day. Go listen to it. It's a good one. This is a kind of continuation on that, but I recorded that episode, and Jake came over that evening as I excitedly told him, "I just found the perfect music for my spoken word piece." And he excitedly answered back, "Can I hear it?" So we sat at my kitchen table and I gave him the headphones and he listened. Then he beamed. He gave me such encouraging feedback and said he couldn't wait to listen to the whole episode. And the next day, my energy was wildly different. I was back in the trenches again, lost in the weeds. I feel like an empty house today, I told him. I see beautiful and wild things in my head, and I know I'm capable of them, but I feel doubtful and so tired, and I feel like I just want to disappear into the woods and sleep for months and not come out until I feel better. And without sharing his full response, because some things are meant just for me, I don't share everything, I know, surprise, right? But he gave the most thoughtful and loving response, and then he reminded me of all the things I forgot, all the things I couldn't see for myself in that moment. And he touched on this, my podcast, and said he'd listened to 3 episodes that day. It's amazing, he said. It's so good. I love your brain. I love you. I am this person for myself often. And even more than that, I love being that person for others. I'm the biggest hype woman you will ever meet when it comes to championing someone else's authenticity or dreams. But I'm human, and even me, sometimes my cup definitely doesn't runneth over. Sometimes there's just 1 or 2 drops in there, and that's where I do the brave thing and ask for support when I need it. Because that's strength, not weakness. Asking for what you need, whether that is a kind, encouraging word from someone else, or a hug in the moment, or help with tasks and projects, whatever it is, that's strength because it's brave to be vulnerable. Things like that, a simple, I love you, keep going, from a friend can mean the difference between giving up and continuing on. It's the world of I believe in you we need to build. But before we can bring that here to the shadowy external, we must retrieve that from the internal. That comes with constantly metamorphosing and shedding proverbial skins and becoming one version of you after the next, one challenge after the next, one integration at a time. And this is all to say, this is the preface for the Listen When that I'm about to play for you to help you through this liminal transitory period. So just know that I'm there with you. If that's where you are, not quite all gone, but not completely all there yet either. Half in, half out, not fully formed. But the infrastructure is there. The foundation is there because you found me. You made it this far. And I'm going to give you something to hold on to. The gift that I'm going to give you today, right now, is this. I believe in you. Whatever you want to do in your life, whoever you want to be, no matter the size of that dream, the bigger and seemingly more impossible it is, the better. Don't let any of your current external circumstances dictate your internal vision. The key is to keep seeing with your spirit, to let it light the dark, to grow exponentially large. Believe in a dream that has no choice but to come true. Do the work. Don't give up. Make that beautiful dream you. We all know change isn't easy, not even when you've called it in, when you asked for it. Maybe especially when you've asked for it, because you know how great the end result is, but you can't feel it or sense it in the moment. This is the liminal space, the in-between, the void, the subterranean labyrinth you've been asked to navigate. It's not the first time you've been here, and it's not the last, but what I will say is, the more you learn the terrain, the more times you have to visit this place, the easier it gets each time you return. Life is a series of peaks and valleys, and sometimes those valleys dip below the surface. But we always come back up. You are made of light, and light is a buoy. It always resurfaces, always comes back around. It dawns and it sets, and then it dawns again. And I think we've all found ourselves in this type of space before. The one that is so incredibly hollow, you wonder where you've gone. You don't recognize yourself. Or maybe glimmers of yourself, but you're not all there. Some days you feel like you're dissolving, and others, you're already gone. Things feel subdued and lackluster. There's something blocking you from joy. A kind of lethargy and depression that looms like a dark cloud over your head, knowing you have to wake up every day and do the same thing. Over and over again. And if you're in this space where things feel heavy and hard and you can sense big changes in your bones but aren't seeing any movement, and you feel hollowed out and knocked down, like a shell of the you that you once were, but not yet the you that you will become, know that I am standing beside you because I am in those trenches with you right now. No matter when this recording finds you, it's found you for a reason. Your energy right now is connecting with mine regardless of time. It isn't linear. Some part of you is tapping into where I am now, even if that's not where I am anymore linearly. Trust that. You're never alone. You've never been alone. In this space, life becomes lackluster, and we often find ourselves feeling like we're living someone else's life, that it isn't reflective at all of who we are inside. We wonder what's coming, where our more is. And sometimes we know exactly what that is and exactly what that looks like, but the gap, the disconnection or the distance between those two things, the dissonance between what we want and what we presently have or see, is so great that we don't know how to get there. And sometimes that chasm, waking up day after day and feeling and seeing that huge gap between our reality and our desires, can stop us or suck our energy that makes it harder to take actionable steps towards change. Where I am now is army crawling through mud in a hurricane towards yet another finish line, but this time an incredibly significant and massive one, because that's the thing. Life isn't one end goal, one final destination, a moon landing at last saying, I finally made it. It's a series of them, both big and small. And if you only focus on those big things, the massive achievements, the fruition of the star-exploding nebula moments, you're missing a huge part of the puzzle. You're discounting all your little wins that got you to those bigger ones. You're discounting all the yous you've ever been that were strong enough to keep going so that you arrive here. When you pass one finish line, another will appear. But I know that right now, you're in the midst of something that feels larger than life because it's the first time you've done something of this caliber. And you're the chorus of the Mulan song right now. When will my reflection show who I am inside? And maybe that's literal, or maybe it's metaphorical, or maybe it's both. But something in your external isn't representative of your beautiful, magnificent internal, because this is a chrysalis phase. It's not something new to you. Like I said, you've been here before. But this time, it feels different. It feels bigger. It carries more weight. And because of that, because what you're asking for is so big this time, and you've done the work to get here to this moment, to even finding this recording, this phase is lasting longer than all the other ones before it. But you know how to handle it. You know how to move through it now. You're stronger because of every hard thing you've done leading up to this. You're more resilient because you never stopped. You kept going when the world shouted at you to give up or told you it would never happen, that it was impossible. You kept going when no one was watching. You kept going when the snarling ghosts of your past showed up, and instead of fighting them, you showed them kindness, love, compassion. No one knows the battles you've been fighting. No one knows what's going on here in the interim, in the internal, in the dark hollows of a chrysalis, with something so mind-blowingly beautiful inside that even you can't see it. But I can sense it, and I want to describe it to you. If the brightest star in the sky had a sound that was translated into a feeling, it was the color of a miracle, that's what I see. If the last tree in a forest on fire refused to burn and turned prismatically golden and shot up a beam of light like a lighthouse into the vast forever of the universe in every direction, that's what I see. If the word magic were something tangible, covered in a million microscopic mermaid scales that became an instrument tuned to the frequency of hope and joy, that's what I see. But this is the lesson. Seeing what you believe in, not believing what you see. and you first see it in your mind through the lens of your heart. This world will become a desolate wasteland of no's and will drag you by your hair through pain and suffering for all time if you never dare to roll your eyes back into your head and look for proof in the last place you'd think to look. In the unseen within you. In imagination. In this chrysalis you now find yourself in. In the darkness. If darkness did not exist, light would not be what it is. If we never believed anything, life would not be what it is. Perhaps butterflies exist because we collectively believe that they do. Perhaps if we stopped believing in their importance, in their beauty, and their wisdom, they would all die out. Perhaps dragons appeared to because we stopped believing incredible things centuries and centuries ago, and instead aligned with the timeline of fear and negativity. Perhaps species go extinct for many reasons, but maybe one of those reasons is that when the numbers dwindle, we begin to believe their extinction is imminent, and we collectively manifest it because not enough people believe in its opposite outcome, and the negativity wins. You have to be that person right now. We both do. The one who believes in impossible things. The one who will not let magic go extinct. The one who brings it back to life just as you are about to be reborn. To believe just a little bit longer that this is not your extinction. You are not being extinguished just before you break through the chrysalis. But parts of you are being dissolved before you can break through it. If you have nothing else today, have hope. Remember that life is a series of out-of-order moments that make you, and sometimes it feels like you're going backwards when you're just about to be jettisoned forward. That's how a slingshot works. A bow and arrow. Growth itself. A caterpillar dissolves into goo before it comes a butterfly. A snake must shed its skin. A sequoia can literally germinate when it's on fire. So maybe today we hold that perspective. If everything is on fire, then this is the time something new is born from within us that could only be released in such a way for the monumental and beautifully unique paths each of us choose. Something you came here to do that I never could, because it is solely yours, and it is holy. It is sacred. It is a gift to be you. It is a gift to hold the vision that you have, to want the dreams that you want. Whatever comes next is meant for you and only you. That's why you find yourself where you are. To contract before you expand. To set before you dawn. To fall before you rise. If you have nothing else today, have trust. And one day, believe me, you'll look around and see that you've finally arrived. Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Those are the best ways to show your love and support for my work and will help this podcast be found more easily. And that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, podcast episodes, and hear more from me, you can also sign up for my Substack newsletter, Mentally I'm Here, where I share even more magic and completely exclusive content you won't find anywhere else at maverickmalone.substack.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.